Welcome to Health Matters. Today we are talking a bunch of natural health topics. I'm so glad that you are all tuning in today. We're talking about some of the healthy foods that you think are healthy and they may not be, as well as some tips to get you to have a great night's sleep. We're talking back to school today. I know, woohoo, that's exciting for a lot of us, as well as talking about thyroid function and how to optimize a low thyroid function if you're suffering with this. We'll also talk about how to get more energy from your day and also the truth about corn that you may not have heard. I'll also be sharing the best time to take your magnesium supplement. And I've got a great recipe and some tips for acne as well. So I want to say hello to everybody who's tuning in today. Suad, hello, nice to see you. Natasha, hello, it's great to see you. Big Black, hello, nice to see you. And Thousand Murder Fists, Fonda Dawn, Keith Brown, Little Mama, thank you, Don Saul, as well. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. Now, we do have our trivia section. So we are live, so we're back with the trivia section. And this week, I've got some questions, yes, perhaps about thyroid, but we will be giving this away. So this is the VitaTree Stress and Sleep Formula from our fantastic sponsors at VitaTree. We thank them for making this show, Health Matters, possible. So remember that today's quiz questions come from the content of today's show, so you've got to pay attention. They're a little bit trickier this week, so I want you to definitely do your best, but just do your best. You put your answer into the comment section. No matter which platform you're watching on, we're here on TikTok Live, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on YouTube as well. And just put your answer in. Even if you don't get the answer correct, it doesn't matter. We take everyone and put them into a random selector generator to pick our winner for each week. Now, I do want to congratulate last week's winner, who was Moon Roseby from TikTok. And you were the winner of our VitaTree Vitamucil from last week. So thank you so much for participating. And this week, you get another chance. So the great thing about being able to interact with this show is that it's a lot of fun. It's fun for me. I like to educate you, but it's, of course, fun for you as well. Now, make sure if you are participating, and I hope you all are, in that trivia section, that you are following Team Dr. Janine on the different modalities. So whether that's on TikTok, on Instagram, please follow Team Dr. Janine, because we need to be able to contact you. Of course, follow me as well. But we need to be able to contact you if you are our lucky winner from this week. Okay, let's get started. Oh, Kale. Mikhail on TikTok is saying, hello, Mikhail. Nice to have you here. Thanks for tuning in today. And thanks to everybody who shares today's episode. It's so much fun to get some new eyeballs on the show, because it's great to educate more people about what you can do naturally. Well, it is back to school. How many moms and dads are so happy, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, that your kids are going back to school? I do have a little word of caution, and this is something that you may not have realized in terms of what can potentially be a toxic burden to your kids. So let's say you went out and you bought all the new school clothes. Well, school clothes, and typically if they're coming from certain parts of the world, can be full of chemicals, and especially one of those chemicals is formaldehyde. So if there's sort of an odd smell to some of this clothing that, you know, maybe you purchased for the kids and they want to wear their new school outfits, you know, back to school this week, yes, very exciting, but at the same time, this can be very toxic for them, and it can cause headaches, it can cause nausea, even their eyes can become very red. This is true for adults as well, so not just in kids' clothing. So you have to be very mindful of this. So my tip is to detox the clothing, because I'm all about, of course, always detoxing our bodies. But you may not know that you're getting this exposure, especially for your kids, is, of course, to wash those clothes. So yes, they're brand new, and I know that they look so great when they're brand new, right, from the store, but wash the clothing. And another thing you can do is add, especially if there is that odor, which is sort of a red flag to me that, you know, maybe there is some chemical exposure in the clothing. They use the formaldehyde to help to prevent mold from happening as these clothes are transported over here to North America. So this is something that you just want to be aware of. Add a little baking soda to your wash when you're washing the clothes for the first time, and you may want to continue to do that to remove the smell, but it also will help to sort of nullify some of that formaldehyde. And of course, you may need to wash a few times to really get that toxic smell and that toxic chemical out of those clothes. Now, you know that I'm big on doing a full body detox. So this is something that you can definitely do, especially if you think that the kids have been exposed. I do recommend this anyway. In the fall time now, the temperatures are changing. It's one of the best times of the year to actually detoxify your body and do a full body detox. So I've got a ton of other videos on that and how to do that safely, naturally for the kids. What you can do is actually use the detox herbal medicine. So these are capsules that you actually open up and do a foot bath. So I do have that remedy and that recipe on my Instagram if you haven't yet seen it, but it's also how to do that on my YouTube channel. So make sure that you check out that foot bath recipe for that full body detox. Helps to draw those toxins out of the body and the internal organs through the skin. And it's something that's fantastic to do as an adult, but for the kids especially as well. So yeah, but this is exciting, isn't it? Please give me a big thumbs up for all the happy parents out there. I'd like to see it in the comments that you're happy that the kids are back. I mean, we love our children, but it's great to have the routine and being back to school as well. Okay, let's talk about five healthy things that maybe healthy or maybe they're not so healthy. So number one on my list is yogurt. Now, a lot of people love yogurt. They think, you know, that it's a great protein source, great for your calcium, potentially, maybe not so much. It's something that I wrote about in my first book that, we're not always getting that absorbable calcium from our dairy products. But yogurt doesn't always have the right strains and live strains of the probiotics. And a lot of people take yogurt as a probiotic containing food, which is of course great for our microbiome, but it's not always the right strain. So that's something that is not always healthy. A lot of people have sensitivities to dairy products. They can't break down the lactose, which is of course the something that's difficult if you are not secreting lactase, which is the enzyme to help to break down that sugar from, of course, the dairy products. So this can cause a lot of gas and bloating for people. Certainly there are dairy alternatives to yogurts, which, you know, for some people is better. But again, it's always about the strain of those probiotics. Of course, if you're making your own yogurt, then this will be better for you in terms of your probiotics, because you can actually control which probiotics are going into that yogurt, which is something that I like to do. Okay, number two, another food that may not be that healthy is coconut water. So yes, coconut water, I know, is super, super trendy. People have been drinking it for years. I don't drink coconut water, and I used to love it myself personally. Very hydrating, full of electrolytes. But the drawback with coconut water is that it's high in deuterium. And deuterium is heavy hydrogen, and this can compromise your mitochondrial function and the way that your cells actually produce your energy just by drinking coconut water. It's very high. It's about 156 parts per million of deuterium. That's pretty high. You want to usually try to keep foods around 130 and parts per million of deuterium. So that heavy hydrogen will slow down those nanomotors in your mitochondria and can really compromise your mitochondrial health. And a lot of most of the diseases today are mitochondrial diseases, because our mitochondrial cells are not optimized in terms of working properly. And that's part of the aging process as well. So coconut water is a no-no in my opinion. Okay, another food that a lot of people think is healthy, I think a lot of people know that it's not so healthy, is diet soda. So here in Canada, we say pop. I know in the US you say diet soda. But yes, unfortunately, most of the diet sodas, if they're artificially sweetened with, you know, the sugar alternatives, so things like aspartame, sucralose, not so healthy, especially for the digestive tract and for that microbiome. And studies have been done in terms of some of these artificial sweeteners, and that they can really destroy the good flora in that healthy microbiome. So that's something to be aware of. Number four on the list of healthy foods that you thought were healthy, but maybe they aren't: plant milks. So your almond milk, yes, your soy milk, all of these other alternative milks, oat milk. These are not as healthy as what you may have thought, unless you're making it yourself or you're finding a brand that you purchase, which I had to search high and low to find, you know, some brands that I could purchase when I couldn't make it myself. that don't have the synthetic vitamins, the synthetic minerals, as well as, unfortunately, they often will have sugar added to them. And this is something that you definitely want to be aware of in terms of, and not to mention GMO as well. So these are the things to definitely look if you are not a dairy consumer, if you are looking at consuming the plant milks and the almond milk, to make sure that they don't contain, especially those synthetic vitamins. That's what I'm, you know, really against if you've watched any of my content before. And number five, another food that you thought was healthy but really isn't, is gluten-free baked goods. So most times gluten-free, yes, they are free of gluten, but can be very high, unfortunately, in some of those carbohydrates, the sugars, and all those things that we should not necessarily be consuming, especially first thing in the morning. A lot of the gluten-free muffins and things first thing in the morning for our hormones is not the best thing. And if you just stay tuned, because I usually touch on something called leptin in every show, that's something that's very important. Okay, let's talk about staying asleep tips. I want to say a quick shout out to everybody who's tuning in today. Hello, hello. Nice to see you, Victor. Thank you for tuning in. Helen, nice to see you. Keith, hello as well. Glamma Grandma, hello. Thanks for tuning in. I'm so glad to have you all here. And we are also streaming live on YouTube and on TikTok as well. It's great to see you here. Thank you for tuning in today to Health Matters. We are talking a bunch of topics today, so this is great to have you all here, and thanks for sharing today's live as well. Okay, so how do we stay asleep? Well, sleep is a big issue for a lot of people, and I've got some great tips for you. This is something that if you have difficulty sleeping, this can be related to an imbalance in your hormones. And especially if you're that person that can fall asleep okay, but then you can't stay asleep and you're waking up in the early morning hours, so 2 a.m., 3 a.m., this could be related to your cortisol levels as well as your toxic load. So your body, of course, is working very hard when you are sleeping on the regular to help to detoxify your body. Now, according to the Chinese body clock, in terms of traditional Chinese medicine, we know that certain times of the early morning hours are devoted to certain organ functions. So when we look at the clock and we see between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., so if you're that person, and often with my patients, it was very common to wake up at 2 a.m., that's your liver function. So potentially you've got to focus in on a little bit more of your liver health. And again, that's why I come back to doing that full body detox in the fall is a really important thing. When we move between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m., so if this is your time that often you're waking up, that can be related to your lungs and lung toxicity, as well as between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m., that's related to the large intestine. So again, depending on where you live and the light cycle of the day and what season it is, your wake-up time should really coordinate a little bit with, of course, the sunrise, but not everybody is there yet. So this is something that, yes, in terms of waking up and having a healthy bowel movement, according to the traditional Chinese clock, that is ideal. Now, if you've eaten too close to bedtime, this is something that could have compromised, again, your ability to have a good night's sleep, to secrete your melatonin. So that is something that you can definitely make changes yourself. And my tip here is don't eat before bed, at least 3 hours before bedtime. You don't want to have food in your stomach. Liquids is okay, but don't overdo it with the liquids, because that may force you to have to get up to urinate in the middle of the night. So you got to sort of learn your own body's routine with sleep, but this is a tip that will really help you. As well as first thing in the morning, getting that early morning sunlight in your eyes. This is a game changer if you've had difficulty sleeping. Get outside, get grounded, and which means getting your bare feet on the earth and be outside in natural sunlight, especially as that sun is rising, because that blue light from that sun and the other wavelengths of that natural sunlight first thing in the morning actually sets your body up to have a good night's sleep later in the day. There's something called melanopsin in the eyes and on your skin, and this is a light sensor that helps for you to make your melatonin later in the day when you're sleeping. I also have some of my favorite herbal medicines, which are fantastic, of course, for that good night's sleep. Some of my favorites, passion flower, as well as valerian, which is fantastic at the right dosage. Now, that's important when you take valerian, because you don't want to have a hangover effect. So Some people take a little bit too much of the valerian and you don't feel so great. You can feel a little bit groggy the next day, so that you got to get it at the right dosage. Lemon balm is another one of my favorites, and skullcap as well. So these herbal medicines are fantastic. They really do help with getting that good night's sleep, and taking them about a half an hour before bedtime is usually the way to do it. Okay, let's talk now about the thyroid gland. So when we talk about the thyroid, there are a lot of symptoms that your body could be displaying that your thyroid function is low, despite the fact that, you know, you've had your blood work done and the doctor says, oh, your thyroid is fine, you know, based on your blood work. So some of those symptoms include, it could be loss of hair. Loss of the outer eyebrow hair is very common, and that's something that you definitely want to be aware of. You could also be very low in energy. You could have gained the weight. That could be another, you know, indication that your thyroid has become low. And it's something that you definitely want to address in terms of your overall health. If you're sensitive to cold all the time, maybe dry skin, this can be an indication that your thyroid is low as well. But it's usually the weight gain that will make you go to the doctor and ask, hey, you know, doc, let's check my thyroid levels. I'm not sure, you know, maybe it's a little bit low. And often that blood work's going to come back normal, and yet you do have those symptoms. So always supporting the thyroid gland is an important thing to do for your thyroid health and for your metabolism. One of the causes of your thyroid being low could be that you're low in iodine. Now, iodine is interesting, as is, so iodine we know is good for us, and it's called a halogen. But in that halogen group on the periodic table, we also have some things that we have to really avoid, because things like fluorine, which think fluoride toothpaste, and chlorine, think about, you know, swimming pools and use of bleach and other, you know, chlorine exposures that you may have on a daily basis. The fluorine and the fluoride and the chlorine toxicity will displace your iodine. So it basically knocks your iodine out of your body and out of your thyroid gland. And this can be really compromising to your thyroid health. And that's one of the reasons why I've got a whole show all about fluoride and fluorine. So make sure you check it out, because you really have to mitigate your risks and your exposures to that fluoride. As well as another cause for your thyroid being low, of course, is leptin resistance. So leptin resistance is something that I talk a lot about in my other shows. It's all about your hormones. It's finding that balance. So please check out my other episodes if you have difficulty, especially losing weight, and your hormones are out of whack, your estrogen, your progesterone, your testosterone, you crave carbs all the time, you have difficulty, you're always thinking about your next meal. That is related to leptin and leptin resistance. So this is something that you definitely have to get a handle on. And a lot of the tips that I usually share in my shows in terms of fixing your leptin, one of those tips is to have a high protein breakfast. You want to do your best to have high protein breakfast. A lot of healthy fats for breakfast as well will help to keep you feel full. But this is something that you can do to fix that leptin resistance, as well as using cold therapy. So cold showers, ice packs, ice baths, fantastic for your leptin signaling. Using that natural sunlight exposure in the morning and getting that good night's sleep is really important for your leptin as well. So that's why my sleep tips, if you're just tuning in now, that I talked about just a few minutes ago in today's episode of Health Matters, please make sure that you refer back to it. Of course, you can always watch the show after it's streamed live today. It will be available on YouTube. Okay, you also want to avoid those halogens. So remember that group, the fluorine, the chlorine, because that will displace your iodine. You also want to detox some of these toxic things from your body. So that full body detox and incorporating more iodine into your diet is important. So seafood is great, as well as iodine. Some people actually need to supplement with a little bit of iodine, and supporting that thyroid with things like kelp, which naturally contains that iodine. There are other herbal medicines that I love, like ashwagandha, forskoli, which are fantastic to help to support thyroid health, and tyrosine, which is an amino acid, which is really important for your thyroid as well. So that is all about low thyroid. Again, I've got other videos dedicated just to thyroid health, so make sure that you check them out. Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is Health Matters. Today, I will be talking about how to get more energy, some of the ins and outs about corn, and the best time to take your magnesium supplement, which a lot of you don't know. And I've got a great recipe for acne as well, which is an overnight thing that you can do. Arletta, hello, nice to see you. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in today. It's so great to see you all. I see a question about Glamma Grandma, about high soy intake can slow your thyroid too. Yes, so everything in moderation. Soy is not sort of the evil food that a lot of people talk about. It's important to, in moderation and the right types of soy is something that you can definitely do to support your overall body, but of course too much is not going to be great and it can shut down the thyroid a little bit. Okay, who wants more energy? Anybody want more energy? Well, this little segment right now is for you. And it's all about improving your circadian rhythm. So that's your body's natural clock and how it relates to the light and dark cycle of the day, as well as, of course, the magnetism in the earth. And your light exposure has a lot to do with this, as well as your sleep cycle. So one of my tips, number one, is to try to wake up at the same time every single day. And eventually, as your circadian rhythms get better, you won't need an alarm clock. You will wake up like a minute before. If you were to set an alarm clock, you will wake up a minute before that time. So this is incredible. You know that your circadian rhythms are actually good and in sync when you don't need that alarm clock to wake up. Tip number two for more energy is to see that early morning light. So remember when I talked about fixing that leptin resistance, this is really important for that great night's sleep and to make sure that you're waking up your body and turning on your ability to have that vital energy and your cortisol first thing in the morning is by seeing that sunrise light. So really, really important. Never look directly at the sun. That's a little, you know, tip, but always be outside in natural light without sunglasses. And ideally without glasses and your contacts in your eyes if you can, but that early morning sunlight in your eyes and on your skin, really, really important for getting more energy throughout the day. Number three is block that artificial light at nighttime. So the blue light from all the artificial lights that we have in an environment, especially at nighttime, is going to give that signal to your brain that it's the middle of the day. So of course your body's not going to be able to calm down and slow everything down in terms of your wakefulness if you've got artificial light and your brain is registering that it's noon. So that's why blocking that artificial light, those blue light blocking glasses is fantastic. It's a must in my house with my kids especially if they're on a device. They're doing, well, now it's going to be homework. It's not going to be the game so much anymore. But if they're on a device or a television screen, and for yourself as well, if you're working, especially late at night, or you're scrolling on your social media late at night without the blue light blocking glasses, that's a disaster for a good night's sleep and also for your energy levels throughout the day. Tip number four to get more energy is to stop eating at least 3 hours before bed. So really, really important for making sure that you have that proper secretion of your, of course, melatonin as you're sleeping. It helps to not be digesting your food right before bed because that is going to have a negative effect as well. And stop snacking between meals. That's tip number five. You want to stop snacking. That will mess up your leptin signaling and always send that signal to your brain and spiking your insulin and the need for your insulin and your blood glucose levels. And tip number six, if you want more energy, fix your leptin resistance. So it's not a surprise if you've watched my content before, you got to fix that leptin resistance to get your vital energy back. Okay, we are moving on. Let's talk about corn. So corn is in season for a lot of people, the good, the bad, and the ugly about corn. Don't go anywhere. We do have our quiz section coming up in just a few moments. So don't go anywhere. This is the fun part of the show where you have the ability to win a prize. And you don't need to be a super genius, but you need to pay attention a little bit during the show. But it's okay. Just I want to see all of your answers coming in. Okay. So corn, the good. Well, it's loaded with a lot of nutrients, things like flavonoids, which can protect the body. These are important antioxidants, and some of the research shows that the flavonoids are protective against oral cancer and certain types of lung cancer, so that's really important, as well as carotenoids. So things like beta-carotene, zeaxanthin, and lutein, which we know is great for healthy skin, but especially for our eye health as well. We talk a lot about lutein and zeaxanthin for proper vision. And corn also has potassium, phosphorus, vitamin A, vitamin E, and vitamin K, and as we probably know, lots of fiber as well. Now, the bad is that all that fiber can be a little bit inflammatory to the gut, and corn is one of the number one food sensitivities for, you know, people and for when you're seeing your doctor. and having your food sensitivities tested. This is something that I used to test with my patients. Corn is usually in that top 10 in terms of being sensitive to. Now, the ugly, unfortunately, about corn is that most of it in the USA and in Canada is genetically modified. So it's GMO, and they use glyphosate. So if you don't know what glyphosate is, that's something that I've got other shows about, so you're going to definitely learn more about that. And despite what, you know, you may search online that glyphosate's okay, there's no problem, talk to a farmer. And I've done this. I've talked to farmers, and they'll tell you the truth about the corn supply in Canada and in the U.S. And the problem with the GMO glyphosate corn is that it can change your DNA. It can really disrupt your microbiome health as well, and of course that will compromise your overall immunity. So my tip here, grow your own corn if you can, or get organic corn from a reputable farmer. You know the source of that corn, that it is truly organic. Okay, let's talk about magnesium. Now, when is the best time to take magnesium, which is of course an important mineral that we need? If you're deficient in magnesium, you could of course have a lot of symptoms. So you could be lacking in energy, your metabolism could be slowing down, you could have issues with twitching, so eye twitching, muscle twitching, leg cramps, that can be related to a magnesium deficiency. And some of the causes of having low magnesium include our soils have become very depleted. We are, if you're stressed out, if you drink coffee, if you have a lot of EMF exposure, so a lot of radiation exposure, which I've got a lot of content about how to protect yourself from the EMFs in your environment, this is something that you absolutely need to make sure that you're getting enough magnesium. And our soils have become so depleted, we simply don't get enough magnesium in our diet any longer. And that's something that you really need to, you know, make sure that you are protecting yourself. Another thing is chronic headaches. So I always know, if anybody has chronic headaches, it's usually, especially if they're on devices on a computer all day at work, that that's related to a magnesium deficiency. So make sure you take your magnesium. And when's the best time to take magnesium? In the morning. In the morning. This is so, so important. And you don't want to take it at the same time as your calcium. Your calcium should be taken closer to bedtime to help with your sleep. Magnesium in the morning. Remember MM. And I know it goes against everything that you've heard about magnesium. They always tell you to take it, of course, closer to bedtime to help to relax your nervous system for a good night's sleep. Trust me, taking it in the morning, your calcium at bedtime, this is a game changer for your sleep, but for your energy levels, for your metabolism, and of course that protection against those EMFs, and if you're getting headaches as well, help to take your magnesium in the morning. Okay, let's talk now about acne, and I've got a great recipe I want to share with you. This is amazing as a spot treatment for acne, and we're going to mix some up, and then you can do this at home. So acne, we know, has multiple causes. It could be caused by hormones, of course, your diet, toxins, chemicals that you're exposed to, even, you know, your routine and your makeup and all those things that you're using can make you more prone because of the toxins and, of course, bacteria to developing acne. Now, we know that a lot of our toxins from the inside, they have to have somewhere to go. And when our body becomes toxic from the inside, it can actually display on the outside. And where your acne shows up on your face can very much be related to what is toxic internally in terms of your internal organs. So really looking at the face map, this is the Chinese mapping of the face, it shows you where those different organs are now showing up in terms of toxicity on your face. So for instance, if you break out on the chin, this can be related to your hormones, it can be related to the large intestine. Here on the cheeks and in this area can be related to the lungs, the stomach, and the intestines can be related here. So a lot of people that, you know, have helped with acne rosacea, helping with their detox of the stomach and of course their digestive organs, helps to clear up that rosacea. So making these connections for your health, that's what I like to do. I do all the research, of course, and I share the successes that I've had with my patients over the years. So thank you to everybody who's tuning in today. Some of my tips here in terms of acne as well from the inside out is, of course, to always do that full body detox, take the herbal medicines to get those toxins out of the internal organs so that now those toxins, they don't need to come out to the skin to have that alleviation of that toxic load. You can help to get that those toxins moving through the digestive digestive tract, the liver, the kidneys as well, so that they don't have to come out in the skin, as well as increasing your fiber in your diet, really important. And there are herbal supplements that will help to do this. Like, I like the psyllium seed husk that you can take in a capsule form, fantastic for that fiber to help to trap some of those toxins as well. Of course, your probiotics, very important, and fixing your hormonal balance. So fixing that leptin resistance is really important for that acne. Okay, let's mix this up. So this is a fantastic recipe. This is a spot treatment, and all you need is some calamine lotion. So remember this, the calamine lotion. I was given this when I had chicken pox as a kid, and it's something that will dry up the lesions, but it works fantastic for acne, as well as having the antibacterial effect of using some tea tree oil. So all you're going to do as this spot treatment is mix in your calamine lotion. And I've just got a shot glass here, but you can mix it into a little glass container that then you can keep in your bathroom and then seal it. So usually I'm using a couple of tablespoons or more of the calamine lotion, but with a couple of tablespoons of calamine, about 10 drops of the tea tree, and I promise that we'll share this recipe in the description of the video. And there we go. And then you're just gonna mix that in and mix that together, and you're just gonna now either use a applicator like a Q-tip. I have my makeup brush here. And you can, and I'm not, I won't put it on my face because this is something, there we go, that you just mix into and you dab it onto wherever you have your acne, and it will dry up. And the great thing about this now is that when you wake up in the morning, you just wipe it away, and that spot, if it's not completely gone, will be very much reduced in the size of that lesion. So, and you can tap it in and sort of let it dry, but it will dry sort of, so you don't want to do this, especially if, you know, you're going to school, to work or whatever, you don't want to do that, you know, just before you go out the door, because it will dry a little bit white, so you can see it. So that's why I like it at bedtime for the kids as well. My kids, especially the teenagers, love this, and their friends as well. Dr. Janine, of course, can you please mix me up another batch of this stuff? And so it's so easy to mix up on your own, but I do it for the kids because they love it. So, and it works amazing. So that is something that I want you to use, especially if you're suffering with that acne. Okay, are we at quiz time? Yay! So thank you for everybody who's here today. I'm going to do some shout outs, and I'm going to say hello to everybody who tuned in today. Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. Nice to see you. Phoenix, hello. And who else is here? Thank you for tuning in. Arletta, thank you. It's great to have you all here. Okay, so this is quiz time. I hope you paid attention to today's episode, everything that we discussed today. We are playing for the Stress and Sleep Formula. This is from our great sponsors at VitaTree. I thank everybody who tuned in today. You shared today's live, all my new followers. It was a great episode. So, are we ready? Quiz question number one. We are ready or no? Yes? Quiz question number one, true or false, coconut water is high in deuterium. Pandame, hello, nice to see you. Okay, let's see who's quick today. I've got TikTok in front of me. Instagram, I can't see the YouTube, but that's okay. Or I don't see the Facebook yet, but that's all right. Okay, yes, okay. Who has the first answer? Blissful Affirming, nice to see you. Hello, hello. And good job, Amy, yes, Don Saul, Panda May, Jennifer, good try, Little Mama, Keith Brown, yes, Jennifer, yes, user, sorry? Diva Organic has it on Instagram, good job. Faith has it as well, yes. Liz Q, yes. KL Gray has it as well. Ivana, yes. Nadia. Virginia as well, good job. Ken, good job. B Greco, nice. Oh, Instagram, you're very quick today. Good job. Diane, nice. Fancy Nancy, nice. Get some mojo. Oh, yes, good job. Hello, hello? No. Oh, okay, I see. And Elsie Castles, yes. Pulsar Blue Moon Gypsy, good job, Pippi. Althea, good job, Charlie. Angel 77, nice to see you again. Thank you for tuning in. Shay Lee, good job. Jessica, good job. Wow, so many people here. Big Bird, good try. Jennifer, good try. Okay, so the answer was, is coconut water high in deuterium? The answer is true, yes. Okay, awesome. Okay, question number two. When is the best time to take magnesium? When is the best time to take magnesium? I like that answer. That's good. Blissful affirming. Yes. Wow. Everybody's quick today. Amy, good job. Jerry, hello. Good job. Liz Q, good job. Get some. Hello. Yes. Good job. Jessica. KL Gray. Shaylee, good job. Sterling Silver. Pippi, yes. Marsha, everybody was paying attention. I don't see any wrong answers here. Good job, everyone. That's amazing. Almost all of Instagram has the correct, all of Instagram has the right answer. Just a few incorrect answers here on TikTok, like maybe one. I won't call you out, but that's okay. Neelu Rose, good job. Keith, good job. Jennifer, Shannon as well on Instagram, good job. User 631 Phoenix, good job. Fancy Nancy 23, nice. User 253, good job. Victoria, good try, good try. And Diane, yes. Sarah, good job. I know I probably missed a few of you, and I'm sorry, I'm trying to read. They're coming in so fast and furious. And we will talk about that. User 548 will talk about magnesium and after I close. So don't go anywhere. When I close the show, you're still gonna stay on because I'm gonna answer that question. Okay. Did everybody get their answer in? Yes? I almost saw it there, Scott. I think Scott was here on YouTube or Facebook. Thank you to everyone who tuned in today. We have one more quiz question left, and make sure you're following. So please, if you are on Instagram and on TikTok, make sure you're following Team Dr. J9. Are we ready? Phoenix, you missed the question. It was, when was the best time to take magnesium? Was the morning. The morning, yes, good job. Good job, everyone. No, I think most of you got that correct. So if you don't know why, make sure you refer back to today's show because that's important. Okay, final question for today. Are we ready? This one's tricky. I told you it was a bit tricky today. We'll see who was paying attention. On the periodic table, what group does fluorine fall under? On the periodic table, what group does fluorine fall under? Okay, let's see. I know I had to be tricky today. Okay, you're showing me, I wanna know the name of the family of the group of those elements. A lot of you are correct. Keith Brown is close, but no cigar. Pulsar, I like that answer. What is the name of that group on the periodic table? And Panda May, yes, you're putting the other ones in the group, which I love. Elsie Castles, yes, you got it. Congratulations. Wow. So very, very good. Very, very good. Donsal, yes. Wow. Yes, Shaylee, good job. Good job, good job, good job. So if everybody is cheating and looking at those answers that I'm calling out, then you know that fluorine falls. Amy, yes, good job. Anybody else? Blessy, yes. And Diane, it's in the fluorine is in that group. A few, just a handful of you had it correct. Anybody on Instagram have it? They're naming, yeah, a lot of people are naming the other elements in that group, which is correct, so that's good because of course, our iodine is going to be knocked out. Who had it? Phil? Phil on Facebook has it. Good job. Maybe some chemistry people are in the house. Get some mojo, got it. Yes, Charlie Angel 77, Nilu, Robin, yes. Diva Organic on Instagram. Good job, Diva Organic. Nice job, everyone. Okay, so the answer was fluorine is in the halogens. That's important, actually. Well, I think it's important. Maybe other people don't think it's important because of, so look at the periodic table, look at the toxic elements in that, in the halogens group. But iodine is there, and iodine is essential, again, for what gland? Of course, for our thyroid gland and for proper thyroid function. Okay, so today we talked all about some healthy foods that maybe you thought were healthy and maybe they aren't really. We talked about tips for sleep as well as focusing in on thyroid function and how to optimize a low thyroid function. Talked about how to get more energy, the truth about corn that maybe you didn't realize, as well as the best time to take your magnesium. I hope that that one is ingrained in your brain now. And some great tips for acne, and I shared my recipe. So if you missed the show, make sure that you tune in and you can check it out on my YouTube channel. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Mm-hmm.